Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm Darren Frells here with the Sports News. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. We'll have the latest from Australia right now. Gary Ringrose has been ruled out of the third and final test for the Lions with the concussion issues that he's had. So he's going to miss out because he's following the return to play protocol. So better news, though, for Joe McCarthy and Mac Hansen. They were back at training today. Both of those had their own injury problems, but both, we feel, are back in contention now for a place in that squad, that matchday squad on Saturday. The Lions are setting their sights on making it a clean sweep of the weekend, and Andrew Goodman of the coaching team has been talking to members of the media in the last while about their plan on putting out their strongest side in this final game. Mac Hansen's potential return, he talks about that, but first Gary Ringrose's disappointment at missing out altogether.
Oh, he's disappointed, as you can imagine. Gary was playing some amazing rugby through this tour, and someone, you know, who's, it's been a dream of his for so long to represent the Lions, and he's managed to do that, but he wanted to be a test match Lion, so it's been devastating for him. To his credit, he's got around the group. As you can imagine, anyone that knows Gary, he's a great lad and a great team man. So yeah, the boys have all been disappointed for him. He's obviously disappointed himself, but he's getting around everyone and making sure he helps prepare them as much as he can. He's a real leader for us in terms of a backline in particular, so he's been great. Yeah, I think everyone was impressed with Mac's efforts off the ball through the opportunities that he had. He was work rate, kick chase, scramble defence. He worked really well off his wing to make an extra number on the long edges. He communicates really well. I think all the inside backs really appreciate his composure off the ball and the chat that he gives everyone. So that's been a big strength of his work off the ball, but also his composure and the way he sees the game. Obviously grew up playing a lot of 10, so he's really smart around what he sees and making the right calls off the back of that. Some guys that haven't played test matches now that would die for the opportunity to do so, but again, we've got to do what's best for the squad and the 23. Cohesion versus like freshness, as you talked about there, so it's going to be a long process, as it always is, I'm sure, tonight after dinner when we sit down to have a good chat around that.
Yeah, that's Andrew Goodman there. It was an emotional day one at the Galway Festival. Earlier on Monday, yesterday, we got the news that the great trainer Edward O'Grady had passed away at the age of 75. And then in the feature race, Filey Bay took the honours in the Connacht Hotel Handicap, the opening day of the Galway Festival. Emmett Mullins trained the winner in this feature race, and the horse ridden by Alan O'Sullivan. This race restricted to amateur riders. And of course, Alan is a brother to the late Michael O'Sullivan, who died tragically after a fall in Thurles area this year. He's been speaking to Katie Walsh.
First of all, sympathies to the O'Grady family. I never had the privilege of riding for Mr. O'Grady, but he was a great trainer and he did a lot of good in the sport. So, yeah, he'd be sorely missed.
He sure will. That is for sure. But today is all about you, Alan, and this is the feature race here in Galway, and you gave him an absolute peach. Yeah. Talk us through it.
Yeah, I was riding for a good man. First of all, I'm incredibly grateful to Mr. McManus and to Mr. Berry, but especially to Emmett. You know, he put his neck on the line to have me on this horse. You know, I'm not one of Mr. McManus's. You know, first time riding these colours, as much as I love it, but he has needs to look after his own too, and I'm not one of them. So, like, incredibly grateful to Emmett, and I've been in there for the last month or so, and just a couple of days, and I've sat in this fella couple of times, and I fell in love with the horse, to be honest, Katie. If anyone else said it, I'd roll my eyes at him, but I just, something special about him the minute I sat on him, and to win it it's just crazy.
Talk us through, because it wasn't straightforward everywhere.
No, I kind of half missed the break, but you know, it nearly helped me, and I got stopped a couple of times, but at the same time probably helped me as well, because his horse that can be quite keen, and settled like a dream today, and I got the gaps up dinner. I got the lucky gaps, and I don't think that's a coincidence, Katie, to be honest.
We'll touch on that note. You say that's not a coincidence, and you and your family have had an unbelievable tragedy in your family with the loss of your brother Michael, and you're pretty sure he was looking down on you today.
He's looking down on me since today he left us, Katie. It feels wrong to say, but I just have so much confidence now knowing that he's looking down on me, and to do this for him, I think he'd be proud, you know?
Yeah, I think you should be proud of yourself. What a brilliant ride yesterday. A really comprehensive victory in the end for him. And emotions, I think, right around Ballybrit. In swimming, finally, Olympic champion Daniel Whiffen has kicked off his campaign at the World Aquatic Championship in Singapore. Now, he has progressed to the final, which will take place tomorrow in the 800 metres freestyle event. This has won a title, a world title that he's actually defending. But he was well off his best, and he just scraped in, to be honest with you, in terms of qualifying for that final. He is recovering from appendicitis, so maybe he's not at his very best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still obviously pretty disappointed with the overall swim of the 800, but we've got a lane, so we've got a chance to defend my title, and I'm going in with that mindset of that I can win this still, even though I'm eighth in.
Yeah, I heard you saying it was one of the worst swims you've ever done. What was it about the swim that made you feel that way?
Yeah, I just feel really weak at the moment. I felt it in the 400 free and then I felt it in the 800 free. So something's going wrong. I just need to figure out what it is and then change it for tomorrow night's final.
That's all your sport for now. Maggie.